The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, what a delight, what a privilege, what an honor to welcome to the program, well, a legend in Southern gospel music, one of the most prolific gospel music writers and promoters of all time, the inimitable Bill Gaither himself. Bill, welcome to the program.
I'm very much impressed. It's just kind of good hanging around with me this morning, if I'm that good.
Well, just before we started the interview, you and I were reminiscing about your history with WRFD. This was the very first place Bill Gaither appeared on radio with the Pathfinders Quartet. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We were on every day. I think we're at 12:15. There was 12 o'clock news, and then the quartet would be on live. Those were days where live talent was on radio. They didn't play records. Well, I guess they played records, but there was something about being there live.
Well, we are just grateful that we were able to give you a start. And you know, if this whole touring thing doesn't turn out, I think we could probably get you a job again.
Well, you got my number, Bob, so make sure you give me a buzz.
Yeah, I've always
but more important, I got your number.
So. Well, a lot of people have my number. I've always wanted to ask you. You know, you toured with the trio for so long, and my wife and I, some of the fondest memories of our entire life and marriage were the concerts with the Gaither Trio and Henry and Hazel Slaughter. We just loved those times. How did the vocal band get its start?
It was an outgrowth of the trio. We after Henry and Hazel left us, we went to a full band, and we had backup singers, and the group was Steve Green and Lee Young and Sandy Patty and Cosette Burt. And so we took Steve Green and Lee Young and Gary and me and formed the vocal, what became the vocal band. We didn't have a name for the quartet, but we just said we all grew up in four-part male harmony singing, So let's see if we could do one of those songs. And we did an old Stuart Hammond tune called Your First Day in Heaven. It tore the house down, And people said, I want more of that. So we did, the second time we did two songs. And then pretty soon we did three or four. And so we were kind of the second half of the Gaither Trio concerts. And people loved it. It was just a natural tie-in. And then Gloria finally said, I've had enough of this running around the country. I'm a mama, and I got three kids, and I want to write songs. So you go do it, and I'll stay home and raise the kids.
Well, how did you come up with the name Vocal Band?
You know, Steve Green, if I remember right, pretty much, there's all kind of quartet names. You know,
sure.
Our old name was the Pathfinders Quartet, the Statesman Quartet, and of course, if you had a name like the Blackwood, then you could say the Blackwood Brothers Quartet. And a lot of people name their quartets after their name.
Sure.
But that vocal band thing, Steve came up with it from somewhere. And I said, ooh, I like that. And at first, it was not a positive because a lot of people thought we were bringing in horns. They said, okay, now where's your trombones? we said, no, it's a vocal band, you know.
Yeah.
But now, Bob, now you could respond to this. 30 years later, is that a good name, vocal band?
I think it's a great name. I think it's a great name. And besides, Blackwoods, and those were already taken.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a great name. Yeah, I was with a quartet out in California called the Revelators, Scranton Hall and the Revelators. That was such a long time with Polly Grimes. Remember Polly Grimes out in California, the big promoter?
I talked to Polly about 2 weeks ago. I can still remember Polly's number.
Oh my goodness! 370-0185 See, I grew up in Southern California.
Okay, the Revelators. Wait a minute, Bob. Back up. Did they have a girl pianist?
For a time, yes.
She was when I'm thinking about it, she was unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was part of the Revelators quartet for a while, toured up and down the West Coast. But
that was a good group then.
Well, until I joined them. They got better after I left.
Yeah. I understand that. J.D. Sumner, one time we came off the stage, and he said, "You can always tell which guy owns the bus." I said, "Shut up, J.D. I don't need to hear that, okay?"
Well, the Bill Gaither, the Gaither Vocal Band is coming to Columbus September 26th, Thursday evening, September 26th, at the Grove City Church of the Nazarene. It is going to be an incredible evening with the Gaither Vocal Band, Charlotte Ritchie, Gene McDonald, and, of course, Kevin Williams. He is such a delight. And, of course, Bill Gaither himself. And, folks, yeah, I think there are still some tickets left, but you better hurry because these concerts are always a sellout. It is Thursday night, September 26th we call it the NAS, Grove City Nazarene, Thursday evening, September 26th. My wife and I will be there, and I hope to see you there as well. Bill, it will be such a privilege to welcome you back to Buckeye Country.
We always have a great time. And if I remember right, that is a great building.
It is.
These days, we find ourselves going to some of these great new building churches than the City Auditorium. For one reason, they have better parking.
Yeah,
And our people just love to come to those buildings better than downtown and City Auditorium. We always love the Columbus Veterans Memorial Auditorium. It's always
oh, my goodness, yes, yes. You know, it's gone now. They tore it down.
Well, that was always a great place to sing in.
Yeah.
And a lot of good memories there. But, boy, the Grove City Nazarene Church, I'm not sure if I remember right. So it's a whole lot better. Acoustics are great. You're going to love it. So come out, and we'll have a great time.
And by the way, before I let you go, my wife and I had the privilege of coming to the Family Fest in Gatlinburg. I can't believe it was our first time, and we had such a great time. What a wonderful event. And this coming year will be your 30th, correct, in Gatlinburg?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. The one-night concerts are one thing, and they're wonderful. But, boy, to establish community over 3 days, and you have to sit with the same person, you know, every day, something happens. I mean, by that last Saturday night, when I heard that crowd singing "Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary," I just said, this is what we're missing. This is called community. This is called the body of Christ, just coming together at Calvary. You know,
without a doubt. Well, Bill, just from my heart, my wife, and thousands of others, thank you for what you have done for gospel music. You and Gloria are a treasure. I've been so blessed, and so many others have. Thank you for your faithfulness to God through all of these years. And my, how God has used you.
Well, you're kind, Bob. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Bye. All right. Bill Gaither. And again, the Gaither Vocal Band is coming to Columbus Thursday night, September 26th. You can get your tickets at thewordcolumbus.com.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I've said to you many times, I have a love-hate relationship with the internet and with Facebook. And One of the stranger things about my relationship with Facebook. Most of you know I've been going to Moldova now for over 20 years. And speaking at a youth camp, I was there this past summer, first week of August. And every year for the last several years since Facebook has been around, I go to Moldova and a whole bunch of the teenagers in Moldova want to be my friends on Facebook. Well, why not? Well, everything they post is either in Russian or Romanian. And often you can hit the translate button. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. And I realize, hey, in a few months, these kids are going to forget all about me. Why, you know, why in the world would I become their friend on Facebook? But I have become friends with several of them. Well, a young man that I got acquainted with this past summer, and I'm not going to give his name, but occasionally he private messages me on Facebook. And it's usually, hey, Bob, hello, America, how are you? And I always respond back, I'm doing great, how are you? You know, and he'll say, pray for me, you know, anyway. During the last commercial break, I got a message from him. And it just says in big letters, brother, I need your help, please. And so I immediately responded, how can I help? He immediately responded, this is a cool thing about technology today. This young man is in a tiny little village in Moldova, poorest country in Eastern Europe, where thousands of miles away, 7 hours apart. It's pretty late at night over there. Anyway, I said, how can I help? He immediately said, spiritually, I am on the ground, and I do not know what to do. I said, well, I'll pray for you. What's going on? And he says, I've tried everything, but nothing. And I responded. And then he says, I have too many sins. But the worst thing is, I look at porn already for a long time, and this sin pulls me down. And I was just reminded, porn is a worldwide scourge. It's worldwide. Not just in America, it's all over the world. This is a fine young man. He was actually on the staff at the camp. I don't know that he was paid staff, but he was one of the counselors, one of the staff members at the camp this past summer. And so we kept going back and forth during that commercial break, and I recommended to him what I would recommend to you. Immerse yourself in the Word of God. Keep on your face before God. But find someone that you can be honest with and become accountable to them. Find somebody that you can talk to and you can tell them and you can be honest with them and say, I need to be accountable to someone. I said, get honest with someone. Tell them. Find a way that they can hold you accountable. And then I assured him, you can have victory. You can through the power of Christ and his word in your life. But don't try to do it alone. I will pray for you. But don't try to do this alone. And so then he just messaged back, says, okay, thank you so much, brother. Thank you for the good advice. Now, I share that with you as a reminder. Statistics tell us today that at least 1/4 of all American men struggle with porn. At least 1/4. I think that's very low. And the numbers are rising among women. Just a few years ago, women was like 1%, 2%. That's up now around 15% of all women in America struggle with porn. It is an epidemic. And so as I told this young man in Moldova, this is not unusual, sadly. This is a besetting sin, but you can have victory. But you got to get honest. You need to find someone that you can be honest with and get help. And that's what I say to our listeners. We haven't discussed this for a long time. For a long time, I was trying to bring it up usually about once a month, just because it's so pervasive in our culture, and it's pervasive in the church. Christians are not exempt from this. Pastors are not exempt from this. They're not. And so get help. You're going to get caught. You will. If you're a husband, if you're a father, you're going to get caught, and it's going to be devastating. You will get caught. So get help. Get help. What, you know, and there, the internet is such a dark, evil place in so many ways. But there are many wonderful resources on the internet to get help with pornography. And you can write me, bob@bobtalk.com. I promise I will keep it confidential. And I can recommend some of those places to you. Or you can do an internet search yourself. Porn addiction help. Christian porn addiction help. There are dozens of places, dozens of resources now where you can receive biblical help, biblical guidance. You don't have to continue with the addiction, with the problems. And here's this young man who wants to live for God. His English was pretty good. A lot of the kids in Moldova, they have no English at all, or their English is very poor. This young man had pretty good English, and we would sit and talk before and after the services at the youth camp. And I really sense he has a great desire to live for God. But the devil knows exactly where to attack us. The devil knows exactly where we are weak. And folks, listen, we all have weaknesses. All of us struggle with our flesh. You may not struggle with the same aspects of the flesh that I do. I may not struggle with the same things that you do. But all of us have our rotten, filthy, dirty flesh to contend with. And the devil himself knows exactly where we are weak and knows exactly where to attack us. But here's the great thing. You can have victory. You can live in victory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And victory in the Christian life is possible. That's why God's given us, Joy and I, our little ministry that we call Crosspower, to try to teach people, what does the cross mean? How can we have victory right here in the mess that we're living in? How can we live in victory? So would you join me in praying for this young man in Moldova? Again, none of you are going to know who he is, but even then I'm not going to give you his name. But you pray for him, that he'll get help, he'll find someone to be accountable to, and that God will lead him into victory. Would you do that? Pray for this young man. You'll never meet him till you get to heaven, but I hope you'll join me in praying for him. All right, we'll return.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.